If you could turn to, I just want to read one verse in 1 John chapter 5. Verse 14. And this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He heareth us. I think the first thing that I know I ask is that God would save me, and then He would begin to use me to share what He has done for me in my life with others. And I think our primary prayer should be about ourselves and then sharing the Word with other people so that they can enjoy the blessings that we ourselves receive from knowing that Christ is working in us and is changing us. And I thank you, Bible, for trusting me and everyone here, you know, for your prayers. It's really a big thing to put a lot of trust in one person, even 23, because there was 23 of you there before me, and then brother Franz stayed there. That was pretty valiant of him, because he stayed a little bit longer than me. And I just want to thank you, Bible, for trusting me, and I thank God that He does everything according to His will. And I wanted to go the first time, and it didn't happen. As hard as I tried, I think I was laboring a little bit too much in vain. And when I found out that Brother Franz stayed, that was a real encouragement. And then I found out later that they needed someone else to go and finish the work that was incomplete there. And it's still incomplete because there's many tracks left. God made it possible so that there will be another opportunity for us to go back. There's about 33 cases of tracks left. I don't know if they'll all be handed out, but by God's mercy, let me encourage you that right before our eyes, God is doing exactly what He said He would do, and He would go into the world and save a multitude of people in this day. Which no man could number. And I think it was very humbling for me to go out there and meet people who don't speak English that well, and try and look for those people who want the gospel, who want to know, because God says there will be people who will be coming into the kingdom of heaven. And that was my prayer the whole time I was there. Oh, Lord, not my will be done, but Yours. And every morning, it became more difficult because physically, my legs and my back began to hurt. But it didn't matter because I knew I was there to do something that would make a difference in someone's life. So I wanted to show you a map of Tokyo. I don't know if some of you have seen this map, but it looks like linguine. I can pass this around. You can look at it. There are two lines in the metro system, the Toy Line and the Tokyo Metro Line. It took about a week for me to learn it with Brother Franz, and then after he left, I really totally felt lost. But I said, you know what, there's only one way to learn this, and that's to go out and if I get lost, I get lost. And that was pretty much the situation for the longest time when I was there. I did, however, know that no matter which direction I walked, I was going to run into some train tracks. So as long as I followed some train tracks, I was going to find my way back. At the same time, handing out tracks. So it was always, I was always being productive and always trying to be fruitful, you know, when sharing the gospel, when I came across anyone outside. So I just wanted to show you. Here's Tokyo City. I guess This would be Tokyo City. And Odomachi is down here in the middle. That's where the Royal Palace is. Is that correct? Is anyone in Odomachi? Does anyone remember? I didn't hang out there too much. I didn't want to get arrested. Anyway, I took a trip one day. I want to give you two instances, two occasions where I shared the gospel, and it was a blessing. I took a trip over here outside the Tokyo line, going to Chiba, and I ended up in Sudanama, I think it's called, and it was about the third or fourth weekend, and I was really tired, and I sat down and had a little snack to re-energize myself, and I was becoming weary, spiritually speaking. There wasn't that many people out during the day, but whatever contact I had with anyone that was out, I knew it was God's will that I would run into them, especially if they received the track, and also if they didn't, because I was going to wear that shirt today, but I didn't. Judgment Day in Japanese, Shinpang no Hi. Got a lot of attention there, despite some who may have thought that it didn't mean anything. It just meant like a shirt like that, Air Apostle, or Great Adventure, or something like that. That's what someone had said it reminded them of. But it got a lot of attention, and it caused people to want to know, because it stopped people in their tracks, and they asked me for the tracks, so I know it was working with the message that was there. Anyway, on that day that I was in Sudanama, I was looking for a bathroom, and I ended up walking up this hill into a park, and there was a gentleman sleeping on a bench, and I said, well, I'm going to try and see if I'll have the opportunity to witness to him. So I went to the bathroom and came out and sat down, and I always carried at least 600 tracts with me and some books and a couple of Bibles. And Franz gave me an idea to put a Bible in a plastic container with some tracts and maybe a couple of the other books, like a Judgment Day book or I Hope God Will Save Me book. And I had sat down next to this gentleman, and I anticipated him waking up, so I set it right next to him, so that when he sat up, he was going to see what was there. And so I sat down, and I had this Bible, and as soon as I opened it up to read, a couple minutes later, he starts stirring up, and I looked over, and he pulls out his cell phone and looks at his cell phone, and then he makes some more noises, and then he sits up. It's almost like he made that noise because he was an older man. He was really, he was coming out of his sleep, and he was kind of weary looking. So I look at him. He looks over and he sees the Judgment Day track, and he reads it. And then he says something to me. He doesn't speak any English at all. And I say, I look over and I said, yes, Judgment, Shingpang no Hi, Judgment Day. Please read. And I pushed it over to him, and he started reading it. So I went about my business again, reading the Bible. And it wasn't time to read the Bible. He needed my full attention because he wanted to know what it was that I had, why I was there, and how I got there, and what it was that I was bringing. And to try and make a long story short, I told him where I was from. He was really surprised that I came that far to bring him the message that I was bringing. And I offered him a Bible that he was really surprised to receive. I mean, he was really happy. He took the Bible and he was holding it in his hands, and I could see tears swelling up in his eyes, and he was very thankful. But I just want to make sure that everyone knows that it's God's mercy and God's glory that that occasion happened, and many more that I'd like to share with you, but maybe not in this setting, a little more calm. So I want to thank you for your time. And also, Brother Gary has a camera, and I recorded some of the occasions where I came across some poor people who staying in Kawasaki City near the river, where they made their homes in the weeds. And I came across that by accident and decided one day to take a trip down there. And there were homeless people living there in their homemade wooden shacks, and some of them looked like dog houses, and some of them looked like they should have electric running to them. I think that was pretty impressive. But some of the raggedy ones was kind of sad in a sense, because when you're living in that kind of condition, you live amongst the mice and those crabs that come up from the water and the fleas and everything else there. But some of them are pretty happy to be in that situation. You don't have to have money to be rich, because in my encounters with some of them, they didn't want the tracks for the most part. Maybe their pride was in the way or something, you know. But those who did take them, I really was happy, and I prayed for their salvation. And that God's will be done in their lives. So if you'd like to know anything else about Japan, on the side, I'd be happy to speak to you about it. Thank you.